After 6 months unwinding many of the policies of the Newman government, Queensland's Labor government still won't commit to reversing one of the more controversial of them. Campbell Newman made the fluoridation of water optional for local councils. And since then, coverage has gone from 90% of the population to 79%. And it's worse in the more disadvantaged areas, with only one Indigenous council fluoridating its supply. The Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, who slammed the move in opposition, says she's not going to change it. Matt Wordsworth reports.
Queensland was late to water fluoridation. While the rest of the country introduced it in the 50s and 60s, it wasn't until 2007 that the then Labor Premier Anna Bligh announced it would be mandatory for any town with a population of more than 1,000 people. By 2012, the Dental Association says it lifted the number of people drinking fluoridated water from less than 5% to almost 90%. When the LNP took government, Health Minister Lawrence Springborg gave councils the opportunity to opt out. The Dental Association says coverage has now dropped to 79% of the population. Spokesman Dr. Ian Meyer.
Look, it is a concern, and that's come a little bit because initially when it was brought in as state legislation, it then changed to a district-by-district council legislation. And while the intention was to get it to everybody across the state, unfortunately not all areas have continued with that. And that unfortunately means that some of our population missed out on the benefits.
Health Department emails show a commitment to fund the operating costs in Indigenous communities. So far, only Aurukun has taken it up, and a council spokesman says that funding is due to expire at the end of the year. It's raised concerns it will be scrapped, with experts noting that Indigenous children already have poorer dental health than the wider population.
Obviously, it's a big concern because there is a greater degree of decay within some of the Indigenous communities, and that can be put down to either a lack of services being provided, again, lack of things like fluoridated water, and sometimes it can be a change in diet or accessibility to certain foods and substances so that they can keep their diets good.
Of the 77 councils in Queensland, three have naturally occurring fluoride, meaning adding more is not necessary. 26 councils fluoridate some or all of its water supply. That's dominated by the major southeast Queensland councils such as Brisbane, Ipswich, Logan, the Gold and Sunshine Coasts. 48 do not fluoridate at all, including Cairns, Rockhampton, Bundaberg and Fraser Coast. Roughly 800,000 people, and more than 40% of Queensland's Indigenous population. Dr. Mark Brown is Queensland's Chief Dental Officer.
Well, I'm disappointed that we've dropped back from a higher level, but I respect the decision of local councils and local community. I'm hopeful that as councils review from time to time the position, that they'll make the decision to fluoridate their water supplies.
Just 2 years ago, while opposition leader Anastasia Palaszczuk slammed the LNP for its move, saying it was taking Queensland backwards. But now, as Premier, she won't force the issue.
My government is a government consensus. The Deputy Premier and myself meet regularly with the mayors of the different councils. We're prepared to give as much information to councils as possible, but we want to take councils with us.
Political scientist Dr. Paul Williams says it's all about being in minority government.
We all know that you can't govern the state from Brisbane, from the southeast. It's really the regional cities and towns really do, they're the tail that wags the state dog, as it were. And I think that the Palaszczuk government, which is already in a very precarious position, is suspicious that she's trying to be risk averse and doesn't want to risk an unnecessary backlash which will destabilise an already precarious government.
Political scientist Dr. Paul Williams from Griffith University, ending Matt Wordsworth's report.